Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on the matter. And of course, we're talking about repentance and what it is all about. And much of the times, some of the misconceptions that are there when it comes to repentance, its importance and essence. We are talking about that. I trust that this will do so. The Father will just do you good in a mighty way. And we learn together. The Spirit of the Father will also touch you to teach us even more with regards to this. All right. Now, let me get back to our guests. Mbuyele futhi kumfowethu Jabulani. When we look at Isaiah 22 verse 12, it says, "And in that day, the Elohim, the Father of hosts, called for weeping and for mourning, for baldness and for girding with sackcloth." It means then the Father calls for repentance. And at times it can be the whole nation. And he sets the conditions of repentance. Check it out. Let me read this again. My point is that he sets conditions of repentance. We can't repent in our own conditions. No, we can't. Check it out. It says, "And again in that day," Isaiah 22, 12. "And again in that day, the Elohim, Yahuwah of hosts, called," and they've written it in capital letter C, "called for weeping and for mourning, for baldness and for girding with sackcloth." That's fasting. So the Father would set out the condition, yoguti, how we should fast, how we should repent, not how we want to repent, Tina. Jabu?
Yes, definitely, my friend. You know, it's not that we can just do it the way that we want, but we just have to adhere to the way that the Father has instructed us to. So also, that's where the power is, actually, for us to be able even to repent in the true way that the Father expects us, because of, as I was saying even at first, there is, I can claim to have repented, but only to realize that I've kept some of the things that are dear to me. You know, I don't know if you remember the house of Achan. Is it Achan?
Yes.
Who kept some of the valuable items.
Mm.
And now, you know, that affected the plan of God. So even with our lives, you find out that we are claiming to have repented, but we have kept some of the dear things. Because that's the repentance according to our own way. Not according to what the Father is saying.
Yes.
Not according to how he is expecting us, you know, like to repent. I was also just looking at this way, my friend, when you were reading the scripture that you were quoting.
Yeah.
From the book of 2 Peter 3:9. It says, the Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish.
Yeah.
But that all should reach repentance. I did say even at first that this is God's call for everyone, not just, you know, repentance actually is for the world, so to say. As even was saying, like, no one can preach repentance without practicing it, without practicing it themselves. You know, so that's why even when you ask, do we hear this message? Honestly, because of we are also falling into sin. Therefore, there is not that conviction and boldness and courage. Because you cannot do it meanwhile you know that you are into sin. But when you God has pulled you out, God has really rescued you, God has saved you, God has, you know, like restored you, then you've got boldness and courage. You've got a testimony.
Yes.
So when you speak about something that is real, and that you've seen working in your life. I believe that this is a call to the church one more time to say that, as I was quoting in Buddhist Marijuana about, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and repent from all their wicked ways, so that we can be able to be used by the Father, because repentance is for the world.
Yes.
It's for the world. We can only preach it if we've practiced it ourselves. But it starts by us going to the Father in acknowledgement of all guilt, all sin, all filth, you know, Because we cannot be able to preach it meanwhile we're still practicing sin. Mm. That's why I was saying, may the Father help us to live the life of holiness. Then we will preach repentance with boldness, and people will be convicted, and they will really see their faults and their sins and confess and be saved and be born again, of which that's the purpose. As you say, we are begging. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much. I appreciate. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. We are touching base on the very issue of repentance, what it is even all about. Thokozani.
Muruti Ray, Leba Ruti, Leba Tubahaka Mogahasung, Dumela Mansuata Sleka Geno, Lidumi Sosoloki, Tokozan Butelezi, Gakwano Calcation La Alexandra, Buntatiki, Tumelizi, Hobalelo, Napiru, Manning at Sleka Geno, More, Totang, Zabuhoqua, Zatuanka, Musoma Morana Mudimu. Today, topic is repentance, of which I could say repentance is the fundamental part of Abu Kreste. Tumela Rona is it Leluduma repentance. Watiba hotla hopola lehane morena a itukisetsa hotla ho ile nkuwa John the Baptist ke ano pele wa ba ba ile mbabua ka yona repentance. Are we need to repent for the kingdom of God is near. Jona he isa tsola pele taba ina na le yana morena wa marena u lai hatella are we need to repent or otherwise we will perish. Ile hana re bontsa tsedintsa di sectors tsedintsa tumelo ya bo Kriste. So as I'm saying that Christianity it is based upon the repentance. So repentance, according to me, it's an a continuous thing, it's an ongoing thing. Hasn't our fellow just ono habila hungaka no hano hutela na lemora na mudimu iplala because of my life is in the mess and then I need to draw back to the kingdom of God. No, it's a continuous thing. Mtaterilo hodi ke ntwelo ringe tlameo tswala pele. For we keep on sinning and then we are not even aware. I like the fact that you have made an example saying that now that do the church, the modern church preach enough about repentance kapa juang kapa isele onantu ya ore rechatanku kapa ere matatinga ajwale because of someone is offering too much mokere king and again lore mutlomo mutlokomezi pastoral ministry kadi chela itele jintotze menehelo epa hamenye u na joining here ke yona ntho e le goreng e batla e fatlha bakreste kapa baina ba banka re o tumelo wa bona mo e le goreng ntate go seiwa mpaka le gare ka ra kereke repentance e tlameya go ba ka mokgo rona kore re tshwantse re ka mokgo ne reng ka kano ka teng dilemong tsane tsa go feta gore norman ke nako ya gore jale ke rapela repentance a se fela go rapela ebile ko sokolwa le ka diketso sometimes ha e le gore motlhomong o bone ka re o ya timelong re halefa re tlhalwa ke ntho tse ngata tse e le goreng di a re ferekanya ebile ka nako tse dingwe re tlhoka botsitso re kenelwa ke ditshabo re fumana ditshoso tsatsi le letsatsi re mesebetsing tsatsi le letsatsi re malapeng re phela le batho re phedisana le batho ba ditumelo tse ngata tse fapafapaneng gona jalo ga ka tlo sheba ebile go sona le ntho ya gore motlhomongwe ga ore o emela bodumedi go tla tho o criticisa ba ditumelo tse dingwe jalong o fumana gore ka nako tse dingwe o fostera go comply le di-principles tse e le goreng ka nako tse dingwe gankaenka e bua ka kotloloa di anti-christianity jwanong he wa bona ntho tse jalo ke di-challenges tse e leng re faisane le tsona matsatsing a gona jwale repentance e tlameya go ba an ongoing thing or otherwise morena Jesu Kriste yena bukeng ya Luke 13 from verse 5 o e bua gantle ore do you think gore banana ke di evil sinners go feta any other people le lona le ntse le tlo perisha if ever le gore motlhomong ga le repente o na buelela tsona dinthong tsa jalo ga gona sebe se loreng se seholo kapa se senyane re tlameya go repenta each and every moment through prayer, through confession and le lifestyle ya rona e bontshe ntate re le godi le baeti ba gago e bane le phirimane monate tsatsina ka jeno ke lebohile bana beso amen
amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much Thokozani Ko Alexander, thank you so much, my brother. We really appreciate. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Hector says, obeying all God's commandments, we are guaranteed eternal life. And he says, but Satan's disciples tortured, butchered, and then crucified him. For the past 45 months, I've been looking for the church who's standing for the truth, justice, and righteousness, whereby together we'll end Satan and his disciples. Ephesians 6:12 rains, but I'm still searching. Wake up, people. I am ending this world whether you like it or not. Your soul's destination is on there. And then it just cuts there, but we get the gist of the matter. Eshla.
Good afternoon, Pastor Ray.
Hi.
The Bible say and God say in the word of God said that we must turn from our wicked ways and turn to God. Mm. In order to do that, we must repent.
Mm.
Ask God for forgiveness so that God cleanse us with the precious blood of the Lamb.
Mm.
So that we can have eternal life, that we can live for God and obey God's commands. Deuteronomy 28:1-14, we say, when you obey God's commands, you will have blessings.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. You cut, Eshla. You cut there, and I know you wanted to go forward. You know, you cut there. All right. Eshla also, I think it's 1 John chapter 1, verses 9. But if we confess our sins, he will forgive our sins. We can trust God. He does what is right. He will make us clean from all the wrongs we have done. Eshla has sent also a WhatsApp. Send us a WhatsApp. 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say on this matter.
Faith and love on the airwaves. Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Lalela ukuze uzothola ukukhanya ebumnyameni. Thola i-app yethu manje. Ungangena ku radiopulpit.co.za futhi ungasithola ku DStv Audio 882 kanti na ku OpenView 607 siyatholakala. Radio Pulpit, umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
All right, let's take this call. Hello there, hi.
Hello, my brother, Brother Ray.
Hey, Putwami.
Ngiyakubulisa kameni ihlelo mfelo to Jesus Christ, my brother.
Kuyaphileka kodwa.
Ah, kuyaphileka, my brother. Kuyaphileka, Brother Ray. Amasizini awafani, Brother Ray.
Yeah, ngempela.
Yeah, amasizini awafani, my brother.
Yeah, sometimes it's winter, sometimes isama.
Yeah, fancy accept le nto le, my brother.
Yeah, njenge roboto vele.
Yeah, my brother, ngempela.
Nah, ngempela.
Kulezo zinto kuphuma ama lessons.
Yeah.
Sihambe siye ku drawing board sibone ukuthi lana senze kanjani, lana senze kanjani.
Yeah.
Ngoba induku iyakhulisana bese.
Awuthe but induku iyakhulisana ngempela.
Yeah, iyakhulisana ngempela ngoba nathi sasishaya sakhula, yini saqonda. Noma salahleka nje kodwa besikhumbula ukuthi hey.
Mm.
Uzoqhoma induku. Yeah, my brother, ngibulise kumfundisi uSipho Kadebe no Pastor JD Dominic nomfundisi uMotha.
Awuzeke.
Yes, Brother Ray, before repentance, sasiziphilela nje. We are living in sin, doing all sorts of sinful things, Brother Ray. Sasizicabangela thina. Our lives was to please ourselves, Brother Ray. Repentance is not, and it must not be an emotion, Brother Ray. Repentance is by faith, accepting Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Gubo, huye ozoba udriver wezimpilo zethu, Brother Ray.
Yeah.
Repentance is ukunikeza uJesu Kristu ithuba lokusithumela umoya engcwele. Ukuzosiguida ukubutha izimpilo zethu, Brother Ray.
Yes.
Ngoba icala besiziphilela nje.
Hey.
Sisiphila nge-repentance mind after simthole uJesu Kristu, uthando lukaJesu Kristu siphila ngalo. Owanikela ubaba wethu, wanikela ngendodana yakhe uJesu Kristu. Ukuzofela izono zezwe lonke.
Yeah.
Our duty is to reach others, telling them about Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. Owanikela ngempilo yakhe ukusindisa izwe ezonweni zalo. Futhi, Brother Ray, after esifile uJesu Kristu uNkulunkulu wamvusa umengcwele uye yedwa onike igunya emhlabeni nasezulwini
dazeli
lokuxolela izono zeze lonke izinganekwane manje abantu badizani kini bezifihla lapha faneke ushiye izono zakho kuba abanayo lele lawo mandla dazeli ya ngoba uJesu Kristu uthi uye yedwa uthi zletheni noma zibovu njengegazi ngizo uzozenza zibe mhlophe njengeqotha
rena
nasiza kuye my brother ngiyabonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu anibusise nonke my brothers to God be the glory
hallelujah all the times thank you awuzeke we taking your calls you can give us a shout talk to us directly there 012-334-1322 we need to hear from you as to what you make of this repentance in its essence, what it is all about. Send us a WhatsApp, 082657-2729, 082657-2729. I am keen to hear from you about repentance and what it is even all about.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much. And of course, He is gracing you with favor and mercy and kindness. Now, let me bring this to you also, Sipho. When we talk about repentance, and I am looking at Isaiah 32. Sorry, Mfundisi Mot. I'm looking at Isaiah 32, verses 11. Tremble! You women who are at ease, be troubled, you complacent ones. Strip yourselves, make yourselves bare, and get sackcloth on your waists. Now, the very aspect of repentance, it should be done in the reverence of the Father. When he says tremble, he's talking about ukumesaba, his reverence. It just can't be done because it's just a process. It should be done in the fear of the Father. Mfundisi Mota?
Mfundisi, that's very much true. It cannot just be done as a custom, but it should be done in the fear of time. And realizing ukuthi what I have done, it is wrong. Who am I ukuthi ngenza ngalungile phambi kuka Jehova. Ngakho even no Davide uma uNkulunkulu zola ngokwenzile from that moment when he realized ukuthi what I did was wrong Bible wa fepula ngisho izingubo zakhe because he was repent from the wrong that he did and mfundisi repentance it is so important ngokuthi it brings back the joy of our salvation. Imfundiso mfundisi fanele ukuthi sijabulele ayibekezelelwa imfundiso into emnandi. But salvation and sin can never coexist. So for us to receive the joy of salvation, we need to repent and come back unto the Father. Hosea uma ebhala in the book of chapter 6, verse 1, uti, come, let us return to the Lord. So, kubalulekile ukuthi singabantwana sibandla likaNkulunkulu ukuba we should check ourselves ukuthi sisahambe kahle. When we see ukuthi asisahambi kahle, we need to repent. NkulunkuluNkulunkulu uyasikhomanda manje ukuthi isikhathi lapho where I paid attention kubantu abangarepenti has come to us. But now he commands us in the book of Acts, the times of such ignorance.
Yeah.
God overlooked, but now he commands all men everywhere to repent. In other words, iskat labega begezelela khona ukungarepent kwabantu sezidlulile. That is why Christ says it was written ukuthi it is necessary for Christ to come and suffer and rise on the third day. So therefore he gave his life so that we can give our life unto God.
Yeah.
He was reconciling us. He was bringing us back to the Elohim. And through him, we can only be received the forgiveness of sin. And as we repent and go back to him. So, Ngulungulu command everybody. It's so clear in this verse. He said, he command all men. Whether you are in authority, whether you are in president, whether you are a pastor, whether you say you sin the sea, whether you say when I was in the swang, it is not for a certain repentance. But repentance is for all of us, my brother.
Yeah.
And he commands us everywhere that we should repent and come back to him. How do we do that? We need to change our mind. God charged us that everywhere, everybody should change their mind for the better. In other words, our hearts should be transformed. When you see repentance come from the heart, you cannot just speak it by mouth, but you do something else.
Yeah.
It must come at the heart. That is why it's going to go that in Kizio, a repentayo is an obstacle, but it means I had no fear.
Yes.
I had no reverence for the Father. And it comes from that. You see, Uguti, I must change my ways. I must amend my ways. And back to him. Because without him, we cannot be able to enjoy the joy of our salvation. If we refuse to repent, my brother, we are robbing ourselves the joy of salvation. Because only him can give that.
Amen. Thank you so much. And, of course, there's a message by Ntavi saying, I want to read that message after this.
Enjoy a cup of coffee and catch up on your favorite program. Download our podcasts on radiopulpit.co.za.
All right. Ntavi saying says, evening, Pastor, Psalm 32, verses 1, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. You can turn things around in our life when we turn to the Lord and repent to God, be the glory, bless you all. That is Ntabi saying there. Thank you so much, Ntabi saying. And Azania says, blessed evening, honorable members of the kingdom of God. What a topic, and I'm listening and learning. Repentance is also honoring and respecting God with our lives, and it must start at the pulpit and those in leadership. And the sheep will follow. Repentance also softens the heart of God. Romans 2, verses 3 to 6. Verse 3, when you judge people for doing these things, but then do them yourself, do you think you will escape God's judgment? Verse 4, do you have contempt for God, who is very kind to you, puts up with you, and deals patiently with you? Don't you realize that God's kindness that is trying to lead you to him and change the way you think and act? Since you are stubborn and don't want to change the way you think and act, you are adding to the anger that God will have against you on that day when God vents his anger. At that time, God will reveal that his decisions are fair. Verse 6, he will pay all people back for what they have done. That is from Azania there. Azania, thank you so much. We really appreciate.
It's more than radio, it's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Dalu, you can't send a message of 3 seconds, man. Three. And basically, Pepumula Quella, what Dalu, man? Four messages, 3 seconds. In every show, I see this trend. Tabiseng, thank you, says also James 4 verses 8, may God clean our hands and purify our hearts as God commanded us. It's very important that we get to that. Maniki, Nkadinyane.
Ke dumedisa ba mamere ba Radio Pulpit le fatse ka bophara.
Thank you, ma'am.
Pastor, ke lebogela setlhogo sa kajeno e bong repentance.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, Modimo wa bua, ntate Modimo o bua le rona. And then ga go tlhagella lefoko la repentance, ka nnete, this is a prophetic topic. It is a prophetic topic. Ha re bala Bible, mo Ezekiel chapter 18. Chapter 18, verse 6. Therefore, say to the people of Israel, this is what the sovereign Lord says, repent.
Yeah.
Repent. Mudima obatari repente.
Yeah.
I return away from your idols and denounce all your detestable practices. The idol nyana tsa rona tse midingwana nyana e ya rona e re tshepileng e. Retshwanetse re repente from yona. And go ka re wa lebela dikereke lefatshe ka bophara. Kereke engwe le engwe e leng kereke e ipitsang gore yona ke ba Kriste. Ba tshwanetse ba repente, ga bana choice. Ba tshwanetse ba no boelana le Modimo. Di idol tse tsa bona tse di tseiwe di swe ko sekgweng kwa ba di fise. Ga e le gore di-idolo tse ke tsona di diagileng lerako pele ga bona le Modimo, because Modimo o lla ka tsona di-idolo, ke ye mo lentsweng la Modimo a re, turn from your idols and renounce all your detestable practices. Ke dilo tse Modimo a llang ka tsona, and-e di a etsagala ka mo teng ga dikereke tse dingwe. Dingwe tsa dikereke di di berekisa tsona dilo tseo, ke di go tsona fela ka monyako fela kopana le idolo fela. Where is God? You can't even feel the presence of God.
Hey.
The presence of God is no longer in some of the churches. Ikubilwe keng ke motho. Motho a iketsa Modimo, yana idolo. That is why o bona some of the Christians ba tsona ba bang ba khonza muruti more than Modimo. They believe more in pastors than to believe in God their creator. Some churches how fitla go teng ba gore the way ba totlomatsa moruti ka teng he ke na nya stoba pambi kwe u anointing ya mamuruti kampo anointing ya muruti Modimo oka, where is God? Where is God? Modimo o batla o lla ka rona re le tshaba sa Modimo are repent, turn from your idols and renounce all your evil, all your detestable practices. Modimo aka se no bua fela. Lentsela Modimo hali bui fela. Jo tse diteng ja etsa hala. Le gare ka di daftisa, mari diteng ja etsa hala. We thank God so much because o re file matho a gore re bone, re dile moge. Ezekiel chapter 18 verse 31. Modimo are, rid yourself of all offenses that you have ever committed. Get a new heart and a new spirit. Modimo are, oh house of Israel, why would you die?
Hey.
I do not take pleasure in the death of anyone. Modimo o lla ka rona. Re le setšhaba sa gage. Repentance ya tlhokagala. Pastor re ebile o ka roka e boeletsa gape this topic. E ne ntse e boelela gape yalo. Le kgwedi e tlang wa e boeletsa gape. Ya re, we all need to repent.
Yeah.
We all need to repent. Jeremiah 25, more verse, give us, ma. More verse 6. Lentsona Modimo lere. Do not follow other gods to serve and worshiping to and worship them. Do not arouse my anger with what your hands have made. Then I will not harm you. Yes, some people they have followed their own gods. And then dilo be di sa tsama e be di sa tsama sentle ga dilo di sa batsame le sentle be ba simola ba reng e ga re Modimo hate Modimo a utle motho ba re ei mari nna ke kgale ke rapela hey why nna Modimo a sa nkutle kampo some people when they go through challenges because of the detestable practices tsa bona tse ba di etsang ba sa ka go sa utlwe modimo be ba simola yanong ba simola ba boela ko mmusong wa lefifi yanong modimo o batla re repent. There is no way to turn back where modimo have taken us from. Go gore re tlhabele pele le modimo a re neng bana ba nnete wa bona. A Christian, if you are you call yourself a Christian, you must be teachable and rebukable.
Yeah,
that's a real Christian. Teachable or rebukable, and rebukable. So noma kanjani re tshwanetse re no repent. A rena choice, a rena choice. As long as re le ba Christ, re pitsa re ba Christ bona, we have no choice but to repent. The idolatry anke di se we di latlwe di fisiwe di fiso tso ko ntle ko sganyeng kwa, and then re tla re batla sefatlhego sa modimo. Jeremiah 33 verse 3. Yona iring, iri call unto me, I will show you, I will answer you, and I will show you great and marvelous things you do not know. Modimo ga re fetse o di latlha dilotse re be re biditse modimo, modimo a utlwa, modimo a bona. And-e so se modimo a nkgatlhang ka sone, kana ke bua ka Jehova, o na le lefoko. Modimo o na le lefoko. Gore wa lebelela tsona di-idolo tse modimo a llang ka tsone gore re di latlhetse, ga di na lefoko. Mare modimo o phelang e beng Jehova yena o na le lefoko. Lefoko la reng ga le sala morago la reng ga le ntsha a le sale morago go bona gore le a diragala. So a re tshwareleng ka modimo wa na le lefoko le, and-e ebile o re file lona lefoko la gore re tshwarele ka lona, re swinke ka lona. Should it feel like you want to swing ka lefoko la modimo, o zwinge mo lona, o e nne mozwinki zwinga ka lefoko la modimo. Lefoko la modimo tsamaya ka lona o le mokreste, tsamaya ka lona o tlo bona. We all need to repent really. We all need to repent. Yo tsere je tsetsa ntate modimo kampo tsere je tsang re le ba Kriste awa. Di tlisa botlhoko. Go ka re wa di lebella fela. Di tlisa botlhoko thata. Modimo ga nka bana tshwana le rona. Ke nana re nge be go setlhele gona le motho mo lefatsheng. Ke a leboga.
Thank you so much. Re a leboga kgaitsedi. A mo rena wetse hantle. A go etse hantle mani ke tladinyane. And Azania, I think I have read your message. Oh, I haven't read this. Just after this, I will read.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Azania says, if we don't repent, the heart becomes hard and conscience ironed by repetitive sin. Also, if we don't repent, we become prideful and it's a slippery road back to the fallen world. We must be careful about that. It's very important that we look into that. We must repent. Lenki says, greetings, brethren in Christ. Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Repentance means one admits their own wrongdoings and vows in the presence of God that they will never repeat the same mistake again ever. It's a heartfelt good feeling and a trustful willingness to change for the better. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Then Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Lenki Rampo, we really appreciate. Blessings and blessings to you, Lenki.
Kusukela enhlizweni yethu ukuya kweyakho. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
Mngani wakho imihla ngemihla nazoke. And then this is from umpostoli the doctor F.I. Mathebula, umfundisi Mathebula. We were with him, Jabu, umfundisi Mathebula, we were with him throughout this weekend. Says, good evening, Pastor Ray, the panel, and the rest of Radio Pulpit family. Repentance is izwi lihlaba inhliziyo yami. Langibonisa ukuduka kwami. Ngathatha a decision that I repent. I change the way I see sin. I change my attitude about sin. I see it as God sees. No longer my way, but God's. I'm no longer Lord in my life, but Jesus is. God bless. Mfundisi Isaac Mathebula, siyabonga mruthu waka. Blessings to you abundantly so. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Hey, William.
Hi, Ray. Hey. I was cut off at that perfect moment.
Ish.
By my airtime running out, the Lord had a punchline that he needed to make.
Mm.
But there's a secondary matter, right?
Mm.
You know, Jesus said, those who have ears to hear, let them hear.
Mm.
Right? And this is that same message.
Mm.
If I allow people to come into my church and to buy their conscience, to buy a clear conscience. Oh, I tithe, I'm giving to the church, everything's cool. But they will not do what Jesus said.
Mm.
Jesus said, leave your money at the altar, so it's not yours to spend. Leave your money at the altar. You do not put it in.
Mm.
You don't put it in. Do not contaminate that, because if the church allows people to buy a clear conscience, they're doing what Gehazi did with the man that had leprosy. They're going to buy a clear conscience. Naaman the leper was on his way back, and all he had to say to the people was, God healed me, and there's a God in Israel. When he paid that money, he no longer had to say that. He now had a clear conscience. He had paid for his leprosy to be cleansed. That is what the church is doing. That is what the church is doing. So many churches are allowing people to give them money. And the reason why they're doing this is they don't truly trust God. They don't truly fear God. Because if they truly feared God, they would absolutely not allow themselves to cause people to believe that they're okay because they're tithing. If you look at the book of Malachi, people always quoting from Malachi chapter 4, right? Well, go look at Malachi chapter 1. Who was Malachi talking to? He was talking to the priests. The priests who were collecting the money from the people and they're not using it for the people, not using it for the church. They're using it for themselves. Well, God has a problem with that, right? The devourer was after those priests, and the devourer is still after these people who will not bring the church people to account and say, you cannot buy your clear conscience here. You go and you sort those problems out with your people. Whoever they are, you go and say sorry to them. You go and if they've got a problem with you, right? You don't have a problem with them, but they've got a problem with you. You go and clear the air with them. You go and have coffee. You go do whatever you got to do, but you clear it up.
Yeah.
My brother, God has a real problem. People want revival. God is not bringing revival while people are doing this. And I get it. We've brought business into churches. We have people who run the body corporates of these churches. And for them, it's about money. For them, it's not about the souls of the sheep. They have lots and lots of goats that come to their church. And those goats are buying a clear conscience by tithing.
Yes.
Let those who have ears to hear.
Yeah.
Let them hear.
Yeah.
Because it's not me talking.
Yeah.
God bless my brother. God bless you, all of my brothers and sisters. Please think this through. Before next Sunday, go and sort out all of your relationships, all of your issues. Sort them out. If you die today, you are in serious trouble. You go and sort these things out. And don't give another cent to anything that belongs to Jesus until you've done it. You're contaminating those places. God bless.
Blessings to you. Blessings to you, my friend. Blessings to you, my old buddy. All right, send us your WhatsApp. 0826572729. Let's hear what you say.
Umkhuleko olungileyo unamandla. Qhubeka ukhulekele iRadio Pulpit nomsebenzi esiwenzayo kuNingizimu Afrika nomhlaba wonke.
All right, Sipho, let me bring this to you, my brother. It says also in Jeremiah 25:5, they said, "Repent now, every one of his evil way and his evil doings, and dwell in the land that the Elohim is giving you and your fathers forever." We will never dwell in the presence of the Father, in the rest of the Father, in his habitation, and in his promises, if we don't repent. Sipho.
That's very true indeed, Mfundisi. Remember, our God is holy.
Mm.
If you want to stay and be in his presence, you need to be holy. Mm. The only way to be holy is to receive Christ through repentance. Ibhayibhelithi asize kuNkulunkulu asinakuphenduka uma umoya ongcwele angasidonselanga ekuphendukeni. So when the Holy Spirit convict you, please respond positively. Acknowledge your sin, come to God, and then kunezinto ezinto benefit of repentance. Ingabe iBhayibhelithi uma abantu bami bebizwa ngegama labo beyithoba beguquka endleleni zabo, uthi ngiyakuphilisa izwi labo. So ngamanye amazwi, you repent. There's a healing in our nation. It is also healing even at the personal level. Ingago mang repent. I love somebody in the one of the callers said upenduka is a continuous thing. So when I started repenting, I've seen the transformation of my mind, my heart, my behavior. Why? It is because I also listen to the Holy Spirit that always convict me. Ingago, let us always adhere to the calling of the Holy Spirit. Don't wait for a church. Don't wait for anybody to emphasize that. No, it is the Spirit of God that in you know exactly what is of God. And when we quench him, definitely we disconnect ourselves into the presence of the Lord.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, my friend. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this matter. And the very notion, the very issue here is the issue of repentance and its essence today.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Babongani.
Ibongi ithuba ngibingelele kwemfundisi uRay, ngibingelele nakumaguest studio, ngibingelele ke nakubalaleli bonke beRadio Pulpit egameni elingaphezukwawo wonke amagama, igama likaJesu Kristu oyinkosi nomsindisi weimpilo zethu. Isihloko esithi The Importance of Repentance, ukubaluleka kokuphenduka, ukubaluleka kokuguquka, ukubaluleka kokubiyela kuNkulunkulu. To draw near to God is repentance. Those who are far from him will perish. Abahambela kude ke noNkulunkulu bazobhujiswa. Uyahlo omunye umhlabeleli wesuthu uthi kinseki phiyela kuba hawufili murena. Sibe seduze noNkulunkulu, singahambeli kude ke noNkulunkulu njengelanga ke lasebusika. When we repent, we trust in the Lord and declare all his works. Sikuthola ke lokhu ke encwadini Psalm 73:28. Yonke ke le incwadi ke Psalm 73 bantu ke babeyiphilela impilo yabo kodwa ke egcineni bathola ithuba ke loguquka. Changes in life involves new ways. The repentance is to live a new life. In the religious life, these turning points are what we call conversions. Matthew chapter 5 verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Babusisiwe abenhliziyo ehlanzekileyo ngokuba baya kubona ke uNkulunkulu. Abangaphenduki abayikumbona ke uNkulunkulu. Kungakho ke uJesu wayetshela uNikodima uthi ke unless you are born again, you'll never see the kingdom of heaven. Now that you have repented and accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you have been born again and have become a child of God. Mm. The Bible tells us we become children of God by receiving Jesus and believe in his name. We find that in John chapter 1 verse 12. Asibike ngabantwana bakaNkulunkulu uma singamamukeli uKristu Jesu sikholweke nasegameni lakhe. Galatians chapter 3 verse 26. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ. Ngokuba nonke ningabantwana bakaNkulunkulu ngokukholwa kuKristu Jesu. We should live like children of God and try to please our Father in heaven by living a Christian life. Kumele ke siphile ke impilo ke yobuzalwane, singaphili impilo ke emelana ke nempilo yobuzalwane. Ezekiel chapter 33 verse 11 say to them, as I live, says the Lord, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn from your evil ways. For why should you die, O house of Israel? Ngesizulu ithi, yisho kubo uthi, kuphila kwami isho inkosi uJehova, angithokozi ngokufa komubi, kuphela ngokubuya komubi endleleni yakhe aze aphile. Buya ezindleleni zenu ezimbi. Niyakufelani nina ndluku yakwa Israyeli na? I thank you. God bless you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen and amen.
Thank you so much. Babongani, we really appreciate inkosi ikwenze kahle ngendlela esimanga. Thank you so much. We appreciate. All right, send us a WhatsApp. 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this issue. Repentance and its essence.
As easy as the touch of a button. The message of life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
Come live the life at 657 AM. 657 AM.
All right. Remember, there's also a song that I used to play, and I will play this as we are wrapping up the show. Gail Shelley, Israel.
Good evening, Pastor Ray, and hey, all Radio Pulpit listeners.
Thank you.
I greet you in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach.
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ is Lord and our Savior. I would like to highlight Psalm 51, where David was asking God for mercy and forgiveness from the sin of iniquity. Mm. I believe many of us know the story when David slept with another man's wife, and even had a man killed, and he had a prophet was sent to David, and the prophet narrating the story to David in a parable. And then David said, David was not even aware that he was the guilty one. And then, but David, when the prophet said to him, Prophet Jonathan, he said to him, you were that person, David. But David immediately repented. Mm. And what I want to highlight here is that he mentioned the sin of iniquity in Psalm 51. Sometimes we live in that kind of sin where we are actually repeating in our personal lives what our somebody somewhere along the line in our past or in our ancestral bloodline, repeating the same things over and over and over, and not even are aware of it. So it's good to go to God and ask the Lord, God, what is it that is keeping my life stagnant? Why am I so lazy? Why am I not a doer of the word? Because we're all supposed to, actually, if you are not a doer of the word, we need to come to God in repentance and look at God as a father that would want us to repent, that would want us to run to him and not hide from him like Adam did. And you know, according to 2 Chronicles 7:14, that says that if my people are called by my name,
yeah,
will humble themselves and pray, then I will forgive their sin. When they turn away from their sin, I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. When we look in the land today, there are so many stuff that's going on, and it's all because of sin. And us as believers, we are supposed to live and take possession. You know, you will heal our environment. You will heal where we live, that we can take authority, you know, over all these evil things. But if we are not living a repentant life, you know, not within condemnation, without condemnation, and take possession, then we will remain just like everybody else.
Sure.
Because God is a good God.
Yeah.
The minute we come back to God, it's like a little child. You know, when that little child has done something wrong, that same child runs back to the mother.
Yeah.
You know, that mother will pick up that child.
Yes.
And that is how we ought to be, and turn away from all our evil. We must ask God, what is it that is really going on in my life? Who must I forgive? What should I do, Lord? Just give me the direction. And God has given us the Holy Spirit to give us He's our teacher, our help, our counselor, our comforter, and our advocate.
Yes.
And God will give us the divine direction.
Yes. Sure.
In order to do what we need to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much. Gail Shirley Israel, thank you very much. We are coming to the end of the show. Just a snippet of this song. I don't know if you remember this song.
Come live the life at 657 AM. 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Yeah, now you heard it. Next week I will play it long. We left with only 2 minutes, man. Let me give it to our guests. Jabu, what do you say finally in just 30 seconds, man?
Yeah, thank you very much, my friend. We've learned a lot today, and we give Yahuwah Elohim all glory for teaching us. And also, just in closure, in James 4:8, the word says, draw near to God, and He will draw near you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Mm. We are all called to repentance, you know. And for us to declare boldly the message of repentance, we ourselves, we should have repented. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much. And then, Mfundis Mota, take your 30 seconds, my man.
Mfundis, thank you so much. It has been a very good night together. Mfundis, repentance is so important. When we repent, we demonstrate our love for God and our commitment to Him. We need to humble ourselves and acknowledge where we have wronged Him, and then correct ourselves and come back to Him. It is all repentance, my brother. It is a calling or appeal for all of us. Nyabong.
Thank you so much. And what say you, Sipo?
I'm going to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10. Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation without regret. But worldly sorrow brings death. So you have to choose godly sorrow or the worldly sorrow. Sorrow brings repentance. In other words, when the Holy Spirit convicts us, let's repent.
Thank Thank you so much. I really appreciate a bit of this.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Yeah, my friend, I'm already in the street. I'm grateful, so keep that travel safe. Thanks, my friend, also. Thanks very much. We give God all the glory to our Fwetu, Mfwetu Sipho, Mfundisi Motha, abalaleli bonke, nabazalwane kahlanganyele bonawo namhlanje who are listening. God bless you. It was wonderful.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. And of course, thank you so much, Sipho Paulos.
Janko, God bless you. Love you, balaleli. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Mfundisi Motha.
Thank you, my brother. Blessings to you and your family. Kanye nabalalela emakhaya, uNkulunkulu ababusise. Mfundisi Sipho, Mfundisi Jabulani. uNkulunkulu anibusise. Ngiyamthanda kakhulu uphuthwana.
How's it going? Next week we are talking about discernment, something that we seem to be losing a grip on. Discernment next week. Siyabonga kakhulu. May the Father bless you so much and may He continue to grace you with favor and peace.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Oh, yes. And of course, thank you so much. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. We exalt His holy name. There's no one like Him. By His Holy Spirit, He continues to guide us into all truth. Thank you for the calls. Thank you for the WhatsApps. Thank you for listening. Thank you so much for praying for us. Thank you for being patient with us. You know, even though you know where we're going, but, you know, we're just kind to us. We really appreciate. Until we talk again, Tuda Raba.
Radio Buzzing of Life. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.